And Uddhav came to Nandagaon. He met in the night with Nanda Baba. Whole night Krishna conversation was going on, beating and beating. In the morning, he tries to give to Nanda Baba. He told that you are very, very lucky that Krishna is son of you. Krishna is himself God, Supernatural Brahma. Then he began to weep and told that you Buddha, you are very, very foolish. I knew that by the association of Krishna, you have become wiser and wiser. But I see that you are actually very fool and very little boy. I was thinking that Krishna is only my son. And now I knew from you that Krishna is God himself. So I am so fortunate that God came to my pocket and he nikal gaya hamare yahan se.
And he just know he went out from here.
Because he knew that I have no love, no affection for Krishna. And where he will get affection, there he can go. So we have no affection at all. And Vasudev and Devaki have so much affection for
here.
Then Nanda Baba began to wait bitterly. And till that Hamare Saman or Koi Durbhaga Nahi.
Durbhaga.
This is unfortunate, just like me.
Left us. Lord Ramachandra Dasarath was always lamenting, but finally he left his body.
No lamenting. He at once left.
There is no time for lamenting.
He told only one Ram, Ha Ram. I left his soul. But I am so nevertheless, so Durbhaga.
So unfortunate.
That I cannot live my life also. I am now waiting for dying, and no dying, so I have no pain at all. Dasarath Maharaj has only real sun pain, but I have no nothing. He never cooked. Yashoda never cooked. After Krishna went to Mathura, all the pots were upside down. Nothing was in him to feed Uddhava. He told a Brahmin to cook some sugarless pious kheer for Uddhava. Whole night he wept and wept. In the morning he came to Krishna Kunda to take bath, and he saw towards this place full of jungle. No one can enter in this Uddhav Kyari. Uddhav saw some gopis are here. The gopis, after separation of Krishna, never went there. Return to their husband's home. Jogmaya completed this work. He sent another incarnation of gopis there, and the real gopis there, here. No one can see them in the dense forest of Kadamba and Kadamba Kunj grave. Only wept and wept in the remembrance of Krishna here. Uddhava saw some gopis that were sitting
in the dense forest of this Kadam, and he entered and did pranam to gopis. Gopis told that, who is he? He is Shyam, but he is not Shyam, not himself. So, but we think that he should be the doot of Krishna, messenger. Because he looks like Krishna, wearing like Krishna. Oh, not wearing, but actually he has taken the clothes of Krishna. And only not float is in his hand, but everything in his hand. Why he has come? Huh? One gopi is telling, answering. Oh, you don't know why he has come. He has come that he has heard that Kansa has been killed, and after 12 days they become Shraddha day. For Shraddha there should be some pinda. So in Mathura there is no pinda. Here a boundary, very मैंने बहुत मिल सकता है यहाँ पर.
There's so much pinda here
because all are dead for Krishna.
Separation of Krishna.
And their heart is pinda. So he has come to take the pinda, heart pinda of gopis and gopis. Oh, Uddha thinks, I should die. Why should I not die? Why should I hear all these things? Certainly, Krishna had done some mistake, and I have also done mistake. To come like a king, king's dot. So, I have done mistake. Why I have come on this golden chariot? I have to come on foot here. Then he did pranam to gopis. One gopi tells that, why this messenger of Krishna has come? Why Krishna has sent this messenger in so worldly decorated with golden hair, golden this, golden cloth? One gopi says that, you don't know. The matter is this, that Krishna now has become the king of Mathura. And he wants to show that even my servant is more rich than Nanda Baba and Yashoda. So he has sent that I have become so great king here.
For saying all these things, he sent his messenger by so well decorated.
Then Uddhava became so much ashamed. Now some gopis directed him to here, this place. Here on the lotus flowers, Srimati Radhika was laying, very lean and thin, weeping. Somewhere in pariksha kar rahe the.
Examining.
Okay. That whether she has died or living. So they put
some cotton
to his nose here. They saw that he has some life. At once he told in a very lean and thin voice, understanding, very lean and thin voice, that, oh, he saw a bee, Brahmar,
black,
flying in the fruits of lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. Radhika told, never come to my face. I know you and your Swami also. He is very clever. He is a kapati dhurta.
He doesn't want to come in good terms. Of course.
Because he has उन्होंने हमको बहुत धोखा दिया है. He had cheated us. We have left everything for Krishna. Yet he went away. What his mother has done, we have no connection with Krishna.
It is a fact that we have no connection with Krishna, worldly connection in, we have no marriage with him. But Yashoda, son is Krishna, he has a link with Yashoda. A man cannot leave the connection of mother and father. But why he has gone to Mathura, living? Now he has chosen another pair of father and mother, and has chosen so many sakhis there, leaving us, so many friends there. He has left everything. Oh, why your this
master
are
colored
with kumkum? Where you have got this kumkum? Oh, we know that from where you have taken this kumkum. Oh, this kumkum was at first on the breast of gopis, and Krishna, not gopis,
Mathura women.
Mathura
ladies.
Ladies, meeting them. The Jadavansi are not knowing.
Family, Yadav.
Yes, don't know.
So, when Krishna met them, the kumkum of their breast came to the lotus garland of Krishna. And there you have sat, and that is why that kumkum has been
in your master.
In your go at once from here. You are drunk, you are drunker. Krishna is shopkeeper of drunker. Madhura. Madhura means Madhura. Madhura means wine shop. He is wholesaler. Oh, kya kahte hai?
Wholesale
dealer. And you are friend of Krishna. That Madhyapa. Madhyapa
means, you know, who drinks
drink,
wine?
Drunkard.
Drunkard.
He told that, wine. Why you are showing? No, you have taken, because your condition shows that you have taken wine. Why? Because you should not come in so a matter that our crowd
anger
may arise, but you have come in so a manner that our anger rises. Why you have come in mood? This is not the mood of satisfying us. So at once go there. If the Jadavansi will know that you have taken the kumkum of the breast, they will give you a very good lesson. As you are foolish, your Prabhu is so foolish. About 16 Brahmar Geet, very very good. Prajalpa, Sujalpa, Abhijalpa,
Uttijalpa, Unijalpa.
There are so many. Very good thing in Srimad Bhagavat. Not in any fair this dira
separation
can. At last he was doing bhan. He was crying
buzzing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, why in vain you are doing so? I will not hear your any word. I will not have any mitrata means
friendship
with Krishna. Go. Because Krishna loves anyone like bees, but he was the bees go to fly to any flower and take some
honey
from flower. And they fly to another. Likewise, Krishna comes to us and again goes to another gopi and to another. We have left us and he has gone to
Mathura ladies. I know that surely, that he will not do prem to them. After some time he will leave them also. So you are, if a person has two legs, he is manushya,
human being.
If they have four legs, then they are called
animal.
And if anything has six legs, he is more than animal. There are six legs. Satapada. So you are more than animal. You don't know what is prem. So please go away from here. And like Krishna, you are very kapati. Again he prays that, no. Krishna is very pious, very good fellow. He wants you. So you should do friendship with Krishna. Again she told that, do you know Ram? He was also Shyam. He killed Bali. For what thing he killed Bali? For a wife. He tells himself that he is winner of wives. He is not istriyon ka vasibhut nahi hai.
He is not under any woman.
Vasibhut?
Under
means?
Not controlled by any woman.
But yet he was in control of Sita. By order of Sita. He took the nose
and ear
of Sutanaka. Why? If anyone loves anyone, he should love. Why Ram has no love for
Sutanaka?
If he has not, why he cut the
ear and
nose? Because no one can marry her. This is not ideal thing. She has done nothing wrong. Why he killed Bali? He should not kill. Because he was Shyam. And Krishna is also Shyam. So he does against the principles of prem. We know Brahman, he was Shyam, he was black. You know, Brahman
Dev.
He was actually very long and very, but he came in the shape of Brahman Dev.
Dwarf.
And bluffed Bali. He took everything of Bali Maharaj. And yet he bound the
young
tied him with Nag Phaan. And he was bitterly crying. What is the principle? We have known that by the hearing the name of God, liberation comes. But he gave in tight. This is not the lecture of Bhagavan. So we don't have any friendship with blacks. Go away at once. This again does something, again flies, then Radhika thinks that he is saying that perhaps that, then why you are doing Krishna, and telling the past tense of Krishna, you should forget Krishna. Oh, that is the thing that we cannot forget. Oh, how is Shyam? He has come from Gurukul. Oh, don't say Krishna, that we are so much opposite to Krishna.
Don't tell him.
So this is very, very important place for Gaudiya Vaishnavas and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cult here. We bow down lakhs and lakhs time to the dust of this place. There are so many trees there. Now they are vanished. Because no one is appreciator of all these things in Kali Kal. So they have vanished. And they have perhaps taken that got the bhav of gopis for which they were here.
Yes.
In the morning, first time of Radhika, Yashoda sees that my son is becoming thinner and leaner and thinner. Understand? So he is very, very
worried
for this. At last, she asked Purnima Devi, what to do? My son does not take anything what we prepare to. Then she told, Purnima Devi told, that you can call wife of Abhimanyu, Putravadhu of Jatila, Uddhava-in-law, and if she will cook and Krishna will take, his hunger will be and very taste he will take, and by taking he will be very strong and living life,
long life,
and no rogue,
sickness.
No sickness at all, no calamity, no anxiety. So you should call. Yashoda himself went there and met Jatila, that I want that your daughter-in-law should come to my house and prepare something that will be very, very useful for Krishna. Krishna does not take. He is my only son. So I pray you to allow your daughter-in-law to cook in my house. She became angry, very, very angry. I am not your maid servant, or whole family is not servant of yours. Your son is very, very very, very dhurta, very troublesome, and he bites he is very poisonous, and if he will cut, then that poison will never go. So I am the last lady to send my daughter-in-law to you. I will not allow. Radhika, Yashoda has brought with her some ornaments, very, very precious,
valuable
ornaments and clothes. He said to Jatila, I want to meet your daughter-in-law. I want to see. That is, he called the Srimati Radhika. She came with Lalita Vihar. Then Yashoda, by cleverly, he gave all ornaments and gave her kangan, paye, anguli. Yashoda put all these ornaments to Radhika's hands, neck and all this. The ornaments were so precious, valuable, that water came from the mouth of Jatila. She became very polite and told that I will think what to do. Now you should go. I will think and I will ask my son also. Then I'll tell. She became some. Then Yashoda went to Purnima. And Kundiji, she became very serious by this proposal. And what to do? Yeah, I will do. Yashoda, Purnima one day went to Jatila. Jatila did dandavat to Purnima. And she worshipped Purnima. She knows that Purnima is a such a lady that what he will tell, surely it will be.
Yes.
If she is very much pleased to us, and if she gave Vardhan blessing, by her blessing, lakhs of cows will be of my son, and I will be very, my son will be very, very wealthy, and she'll have a son also by the grace of Purnima. So she worshipped. Then Purnima told, what do you want? I want so many cows, so many sons of my nephew. I want grandson. Then she told that you should obey Yashoda. What? Yashoda tells you should actually and at once you should follow and you should do it. If she wants that your daughter-in-law should go to Nandagaon in the palace of Yashoda and cook for Krishna, don't want your at once send. If he will not send, I'm seeing that you will be destroyed and your son will be destroyed. No cows will be to Govardhan. So at once send her. And that fact she told to Yashoda, I have told here. So now again you should try and she will send. Then Yashoda called Kundalata, the wife of Subhadra. Subhadri, son of Upananda. She went there and told Kutila, Jatila, to send her. If she agreed. And sent with Kundalata. And told Kundalata, I am giving my daughter-in-law to your hand. And you should return yourself. Very careful. There is a snake. She is very black. And his poison is very much strong. So if it cuts to my daughter-in-law, she will not be rescued. She will die. So be careful about this. She told that, I will see. And I will bring it as I am taking to her. See, with Lalita, Vishakha and all the friends, she was coming from Javat to Nandagaon. In the midway, where there is Kadamba tree, that's my name, Kadamba tree, Krishna was sitting and they were killing cows. Lakhs and lakhs of cows were standing there. Cows were drinking and some were playing, some were
jumping.
At first Radhika, Lalita told, we will not go by this way because that snake is there. We will catch hold of. So we should go by Durki, far away way we should go. Radhika told that, I don't see her. I will go by this way. This is my
pathway.
Passing way. So I will not go all roaming hither and thither. I will go just. I will see what he does. Then Lalita said, oh, we should go. But they were going very carefully. And Krishna was saying, watching, that they are coming. So with Pagadi on her head, Pagadi means not topi.
So,
turban, but turban, and one jar on this, sitting on like this, like wala, wala, you know. Some rope were there, Krishna, and very, very, yeah. Udanda janta hai, udanda. There is no any other substitute word. Krishna was watching. When she came nearest way point, Krishna was doing like this. He did like this. And that milk at once went to the mouth of Krishna, Srimati Radhika, and washed his mouth. Then all gopis were laughing. And Radhika became very merry, ashamed. And Krishna was laughing by doing this. Then she went away. But Krishna stole his heart. Body was going, but mind was there. So he wanted to see Krishna again. So he thought a way.